This week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pulp stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. Alrighty then. It is the second Sunday of October with a little bit of a change. We've had to change up the schedule for this month only. Second Sunday of the month is usually Healing Sunday with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen. That is actually going to be next week. Third Sunday of the month is usually Intuitive Sunday and with Natasha Venter, but that is today. But we'll be back to normal next month, and she'll be here on the third Sunday. So today is actually Behavior Training and Healing Sunday with me, and talk with your human or animal loved ones on this side or the other. Natasha says there's a lineup waiting, and personal readings and that sort of thing. And my goodness, Nathan has been busy.
Took three phone calls during that love train. I didn't even get to wiggle my fingers and dance. I was just talking away.
Good for
All
you.
Right. Okay. So I'm looking at the lineup of calls, and two of them I know about. Nathan isn't expecting. And one I don't. But I'm knowing that the line one is going to be the long haul call.
Okay.
So I'm thinking we should save them. If Teresa and Stu, if you guys can hold on, I'd like to knock off a couple of others. So then we have plenty of time to spend with them.
Yeah, well, let's go ahead. And the second one, I actually got a call back. They were having a little cell reception. So we can do Carol and Manchester would be the one to go with.
That's what I was thinking too, actually. So, let's go to Manchester and Carol. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for, everything that you folks are doing.
Well, you're welcome.
I have a concern about a long distance, friend of mine who lives, I hope she's still alive, lives in Fort Worth, Texas, and we became friends back in the 70s, and then I moved away, but we always kept in touch, sending cards back on Christmas and our birthdays, and that was since 1970s, and for some reason, which I was getting concerned about, I have not heard from her this Christmas, nor on my birthday, which is very unusual. We never talk on the phone. We just
do. We have a first name for her?
Yeah, her name is Abby.
Abby mm-hmm. in Fort Worth, Texas. Carol's friend. Natasha, are you able to get a tune in on this? Is
yes,
Abby okay? Is she still on the planet? I mean, what's up with Abby in Texas?
I'm really praying that I'm wrong.
Okay, you know, and it's not necessarily that I feel like she's passed, but I feel like that there's something going on with her health, and there's something going on a little bit with her. She's feeling discombobulated, for lack of a better word, where her mental state isn't as sharp as it has been, and that kind of stuff. There's something going on with her that is feeling off, and so she hasn't been able to, and it hit her more quicker than not. And so I feel like she's still here, but I get a sense that, you know, the word dementia or Alzheimer's kind of has a ring to this feeling that it is, and I feel like it's hit more quicker than not. And I'm hoping I'm wrong. I'm hoping that she's just had something that happened and she hasn't been able to do her normal thing, you know, but
But now, Carol, have you tried to be in touch with Abby?
I was thinking about, yes, writing her because,
Yeah,
like I say, we
I
don't.
so, well, Natasha, what would you recommend? It sounds like Carol, you know, would be good to try to make contact.
It would be, because then if it comes back, you know that she's moved, you know, or something has happened. You know, there's something that would be a confirmation for you. Somebody might write you back. There might be something. Like I said, I hope I'm wrong. I hope that you know, something has happened and she just, you know, like a lot of people, we've gotten really busy and things have happened and we're not doing our normal thing. I'm hoping that's what it is, but you know, this is the feeling that I'm getting.
Yeah, I was kind of going down that road a little bit too. We're both up in age, so you never know what's mentally
Yeah,
going.
there's something.
Yeah, so
Yeah,
it
because
sounds like
I'm.
a good idea to check in, Carol.
It would be. It would be. If anything, it puts a thread that you're negotiating, so that if anything, then if her mail is forwarded, then somebody might be able to write you back and get some information.
Yeah, good. Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah.
You know, at least
Okay.
that gives you something to answer your questions that's in the human form.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you.
And if you
All
don't
right.
get anything, just know that it's because not everybody handles friendships, other people's friendships like you personally do. Does
Yeah.
that make sense?
Yes, it does. Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. My mother of heart said, "Can you take care of this person?" I'm like going, "I don't know this person. You know this person. I don't know this person. How am I supposed to take care of somebody if I don't know them?"
Right, right, right.
Right. All right,
Okay.
Carol.
Okay, I hope that
Well,
helps, and
yeah,
may
well, think
blessings be
good
with
thoughts
you.
that you're able to make contact and doing well.
Yeah, well, thank you so much, you guys. Thank you.
You're
You're
welcome.
welcome.
And there's one more message for you, my dear. Your team wants you to go and do something that you're a little bit hesitant to do. Your team wants
Okay.
you to do it. So if that means that you go and do like the you go to a club and you've been thinking about it, they want you to do it.
Do you know what she's talking about, Carol?
No.
Okay.
There's something that's going to be coming up, or there's something that you've been, you know, kind of pondering in the back of your mind. So whatever that means, it could be a metaphor for something, but whatever you're thinking, you know, there's something that's going to be coming up or you're thinking about doing, go ahead and do it.
Okay.
All right.
Okay?
Okay, thanks. Yeah.
All righty. Thanks, Carol. Thanks for calling Animal World. God
Okay,
bless.
bye-bye. Thank you. Blessings.
All
Bye-bye.
righty. Schedule wise here, Teresa and Stu, I'm going to keep you waiting just for one more. The other one that we're expecting, there we've got phone connections problems, so we'll do that later. But we've got one other call. It should be pretty quick, and then Teresa and Stu will have plenty of time to chat with you guys. So right now we are going to head to Lake Stevens and Tina. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Whoa,
Hi, Tina.
you're alive and full of energy this morning.
I'm on my way to archery practice.
Okay, all right. So I'm assuming you want to know something from Natasha.
I just wanted to do a quick check-in with Natasha about Rainey.
Okay, Rainey is
She's
your
a 35-year-old Morgan mare.
She kind of had a little bit of an up. She got kind of energetic there for a little while, didn't she?
Yep, she's doing pretty good.
Yeah, Tina was just describing that to me off the air this week. So,
yeah,
you're
no,
right
she
on
did.
About that.
Yeah.
She's eating three times a day, and she still trots and canters a little bit through the pasture. But she, you know, she is, on the other hand, slow, and often I find her, like, just standing in the barn with her nose in the corner. So I don't
That's that winter, coming into winter. She knows she's coming into winter. And I don't know if she wants to go through a cold, wet winter.
Well, that's been Tina's concern, is that, you know, does she want to go before winter, or is she going to go through a, you know, Tina's concern
she'll
about
tell
her
you.
Making it through
winter. She'll really tell you. She'll really stop. I get that she'll, and it may not be the best day for you, like with the weather and that kind of stuff, that you get this message. But she'll tell you, she'll kind of come in really mopey for a day or two, really mopey. And that's when you'll know. And just, you can wait for your timing to happen. She understands that, but because it might be a week or two later that you choose to do that. But at the same time, though, she'll come in a little bit more mopey. You'll probably notice as the weather is changing that she'll kind of get a little bit more lower energy, but the only word I can use really is mopey.
That makes sense. I understand that. Yeah, I'm just concerned about, you know, it happening on a really bad, snowy, frozen ground day kind of thing, or an emergency situation, or when I'm out of town, my roommate's got to deal with it. So I just, like, you know, need her to be clear. And need it to be.
I hear you. You'll know probably by Halloween.
Okay.
And Tina, my advice to you with this would be, if you know, remember that you're powerfully creative with your mind.
Mm-hmm.
So if you focus on the worry and, oh God, what if it happens when it's snowing and frozen and all of that?
Right.
You know the drill, okay? So what I would do if I were you, I would have a little chat with Divine Mother, and I'd say, hey, Divine Mother, you know what's going on with Ms. Rainey and how much I love her. And, you know, we've talked to Natasha, and we know at some point, you know, she's mm-hmm. getting close to wanting to make her transition. I'm turning Rainey and all of this over to you, Divine Mother. It is up to you. Okay. And so I want you to take charge of this, and then I'll pay attention. Please guide me. And I would really appreciate it if you could make sure that that the timing be in divine right timing, and that when she's ready, the weather is congenial and everything will go smoothly. So I would simply keep in mind what you'd like to have happen and turn it over to Divine Mother. And I've never had that fail me, Tina. It always works.
Okay, perfect. Okay. I'm glad I called. You guys,
yeah, and
you're saying something should happen by Halloween? Did you say?
No, she'll have some understanding. She'll have some knowings by.
She'll know more by then.
She'll know more by November. You know, she'll probably get, you know, if the tell is that she's going to get mopey, you know, it'll be by that October, because the weather will change. The mornings are going to get colder. You know, things are going to be happening. Other than that, it'll be like in February and March.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right, Tina.
It'll be on the other side.
Uh-huh. Okay. Sounds good. Thank you so much. Okay.
All righty, Tina. Thanks for calling.
She loves you too.
World.
She loves you too.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my girl.
Yes, she loves you too, my dear. Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Yes.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty.
Animals, when they get older, it's so hard. Oh, my gosh, it's so hard.
Oh, I know. That's got to be one of the hardest times we have to go through with our animal friends, because they don't live as long as we do.
No.
It can be very challenging
goes.
To
my
go through.
My love goes with everybody. Oh, my gosh.
But all I can say is, you know, is to remind you that it's only the physical body that dies. The soul is eternal. Mm-hmm. And all of the animals I have with me right now, presently in this lifetime, have been with me at least one time before in mm-hmm. this lifetime. So when you get tuned into this sort of stuff, then you get to have more than one lifetime together. All righty. And of course, we're ready for Teresa and Stu, but when I look at the clock, it's time to take care of advertisers. So you got to hold on for just a little bit longer. We'll take care of advertisers close all that up, and then we will have lots of time to talk with Teresa and Stu about their dogs. And Natasha, this is a biggie. And a lot to do with this one. Anyway, stay right where you are, everybody. Phone calls with me and Natasha continue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Accutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are really just getting rolling in the second hour of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements. Remember, it's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, NuProSupplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, the best cat vitamins in the world. And I use them as treats. I call them NuPro Nuggets. They're really, really good. And then the best dog supplement for skin and hair coat. It comes in a hip and joint formula. If you've got a shedding breed of dog and you want to keep their hair on their body till you brush it off, NuPro is the only way to go. Check them out, NuProSupplements.com. If you can't find them at your local pet store, they're all available on Amazon. And then our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is open and available with her Whispering Dragon Center in Shoreline. Can see you. She's got room for new clients and would love to work with you in person. And boy, what a gift it is to experience the healing energy of the gongs and the chimes and the forks and so forth. But she can also, because it's energetic medicine as well, she can work with you remotely. So check her out. whisperingdragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can just give her a call at 360-217-7258. And remember that I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer and work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their dogs and solve problems. And I usually can get it done pretty quickly, except what's coming up with the next one. Anyway, I would love it if you'd take my phone number down and pass it around. I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation, and I'd be delighted to talk with anyone that got issues with their dogs, let them know if and how I can help, or who might be better if I'm not the best one to work with them. Anyway, the number to pass around is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty. We are all caught up, good to go, and we are going to head to Il Waco now. And Teresa and Stu, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Natasha.
Hi. Thanks for having
me. Hey, you guys.
Hiya.
Hello.
We've got both of you on the line?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. And now, Nathan, I want to talk to you a little bit because it sounds with both of them on the line, I assume they're probably on speakerphone.
Yes.
Are you okay with the connection?
The only thing is we do have like a little bit of a buzz from this phone line. So if I could just call them back really quick, we can get rid of that buzz.
Oh, okay. So I guess we're timing out for a moment.
Just very quickly, all I'm going to do is call them back.
Okay. All right. So we're going to try to get a better connection with Teresa and Stu. Interesting, Natasha, I always look at the energy of when I'm connecting with people on the other things. And we keep getting interrupted. We haven't quite gotten to Teresa and Stu yet. And when you hear the story of all of this, I think you'll understand, but there's so much going on with this, that I think that may be indicative of,
yeah, cause there's a lot going on.
Yeah. We have some tap dancing to do. All right. So Nathan, should we try this again?
We got him on a better phone line now. All that buzzing is gone.
All right, we're heading to Il Waco, and Teresa and Stu, welcome back to Animal World. Talk to me again.
Thank you. Good morning.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
More than it happened.
Well, that's 100% better. All right, excellent. Okay, now, like I said, there's a lot going on here. Teresa and Stu, I know we're just getting started and working with this case, you know, with your dogs together. But since I know everything that's going on and in interest of time and radio, is it okay with you if I kind of just tell everybody what's going on and then you can correct me if I'm not getting anything right?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So as you probably figured out, Teresa and Stu don't live in our area. They're down what south? You're closer to Oregon,
yes,
right? You're correct, down in that area. And you have two dogs. Now, they were referred to me, Natasha. I think, Teresa, you said you had friends of yours or something. And since you've got this ongoing problem, they referred you to me and then you sent me an email. You left me a phone message and sent me an email.
Yeah.
All right, folks, just to give you a feeling for the energy, what's going on here? Teresa sends me an email and the subject line, Natasha, is murdering dogs. I'm like, what? I've never got murdering dogs. All right. So, Teresa and Stu, you know, down in the area we've talked about, I understand you've got two places you go between, the home where you live on 5 acres, and then you're over on the coast or something, or close to the beach right now, aren't you?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So I just want Natasha to know that there's two different living places. The issue with these dogs happened at the home environment, the 5 acres there. Now, the dogs we're talking about are litter mates and about 4 years old. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And we've got a male and a female. Mango is the female. Mowgli is the male. And they are German Shepherd, Husky, Doodle, or Poodle. And I think you just told me yesterday, if I remember correctly, that the parents of these two dogs, was it Mom that was the Poodle?
Yes.
And then Dad was a Husky Shepherd mix. So yeah. That now with I had them, Natasha takes a bunch of some videos and photos, you know, of the dogs and where they are and all of that kind of stuff. And I just got those last night, looked at all of that stuff. These dogs look more like doodles than anything else. You mm-hmm. don't see the shepherd. They look like doodles. And Mango is a more solid kind of reddish golden color. And Mowgli's a little bigger than she is, and a little lankier, and multiple, you know, different colors of brown, tannish sort of thing. Now you say Teresa and Stu, these dogs with you, you know, they're very sweet, wonderful dogs. And you did some training with them with a trainer when they were young and that sort of thing, but. You have felt there has always been a problem with them having a stronger bond with each other as littermates than with you humans.
Yes.
And then yes, we have a problem with this 5 acres is not securely fenced.
Correct.
Now, there was a history of some aggressive tendencies on the part of these dogs towards other animals. Wildlife, deer, fawn, that sort of thing. Unfortunately, a really, really horrific situation that triggered the referral and the email about the murdering doodles. Very recently, I think Teresa and Stu were out working on, you know, on their 5 acres, and the dogs were out with them, but they didn't realize the dogs had snuck off, went to the neighbors, and killed a pygmy goat, and then seriously injured a second one.
Yes.
So
it was horrifying.
That's, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I can only imagine.
All right. So basically the email I get from Teresa is, you know, kind of telling me what just happened, and then. You know, they're beside themselves. They love these dogs. But they were thinking, God, is our only choice to kill them, you know, to euthanize them, send them to heaven, I think is what you said.
Yeah.
Or is there, anyway. So that's why, you know, the trainer that they've worked with down where they are already told them that she didn't think this problem was resolvable.
It's pretty primal.
So, So anyway. Now, I'm going to alert all of you that are listening and you regulars that are here all the time. You know that a couple of weeks ago when we had Merritt and Beth Clifton on, and they're the Animals 24-7, and they're the ones that research all the animal stuff all over the world. And they do a lot of work with aggressive dogs, killing dogs that kill, and all of that kind of stuff. And we are our next Extra Sunday month, we're going to do a whole show with them about dogs and aggression and mm-hmm. all the statistics they have and everything they've compiled so we can all learn about this. But I want you to be paying attention because now that Teresa and Stu have called in, we've already decided that I am going to work with them and we're going to work this out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's a challenging situation because they aren't here. I can't go do my normal marathon session with them, you know, and then see them in person. I have to. This is all long distance, although they are willing to come up here if they need to, that sort of thing. But we're just beginning the process of working through this. I wanted to have them on with you, to Natasha, today, because I want to tell you the things that I'm learning here and what I'm feeling and sensing, because I want to get your intuitive feedback and working and not working and that sort of thing. Now, so my first thought in this situation, talking to Teresa and Stu, and I find out that, okay, these dogs, they're not attacking their owners. They're not aggressive with people. They love people. And they get along great with Teresa and Stu, and they're all a happy little family, except that these dogs are, and primal was a very good word for it, Natasha. We have this killing of one goat, although there was an episode previously that they almost got a fawn, a young deer. I'm going to tell you about that. Now, at any rate, but just hearing that story, you know, they kind of wandered off. And so my first question was, I'm assuming, Teresa and Stu, that your 5 acres is not fenced. Well, yeah, partially fenced, not a good fence, da-da-da-da-da. Okay, so my first thought, and I said, well, you know, given the situation, the first thing that has to happen, I don't see any reason why these dogs have to die, okay? But we can't let this ever happen again. And so the first thing that needs to happen is these dogs need a compound and they need to be secured. And I explained to Teresa and Stu what I did when at my farm, I had, you know, 12 some acres and it wasn't securely fenced all around, but I built a dog yard around the back of my house that was secure so that I had a place where the dogs could go directly from the house to the yard. They had a place where they could run around, pee and poop, do what they needed to do, be securely fenced. And then I only took them out on the property when they were with me and I was supervising. So I'm seeing that now, and Teresa and Stu, you say that you're already talking about, you know, where this yard is going to go in and they're going to put in this yard and that sort of thing. I think once the dogs are secured, that takes care a lot of the problem in that they can't just go off on their own anymore.
Right. Now, we have the plans already set. We've mapped out where the enclosure is going to go. It's going to be big.
Yeah. So anyway, so they're working on that, Natasha, and we're going to get these dogs secured and do our very best to make sure that this can't happen again. The downside of that, Teresa and Stu, is that we'd put this in the category of prevent and avoid or manage the problem. Problem with that is that we have humans in charge and we may, you know, we mess up and that sort of thing. And there's always the possibility that the dogs could get out again or something. And then that would be the bigger problem.
I'm losing sleep over that very thing.
Right. So then we have to look at, once we've got to stop the behavior right away, which we do with building the compound for the dogs and all of that, but might there be a way to change this behavior in the dogs? And that's where my experience and expertise comes in. Because you don't know this about me, and I don't think Teresa and Stu, but I started training dogs in grade school. And it's all I've done besides veterinary medicine for about 20 years, all of my life, and I'm in my 70s now. So we're talking decades of work. My first 17 to 20 years was teaching obedience classes, training dogs, working in veterinary medicine. Took that long to figure out that basic obedience training and everything I was doing wasn't solving problems. So I bailed out and sold out of the big obedience organization that I co-owned and started working with people privately, collecting dogs off of death row. And my goal my whole life has been to figure out why dogs do what they do, how to stop the bad behavior, and how to replace it with good behavior, that sort of thing. So got a lot of good tools, but this case is quite concerning to me. But I haven't seen or heard anything yet that makes me think that there isn't hope for actually changing this behavior in these dogs. Now, what I kind of want to know from you, from what I saw in the videos of these two dogs, they look like normal doodles. And the film that they sent me, Teresa and Stu just got down to the beach. And so they're running around and horsing, you know, on the beach. They look like normal happy-go-lucky doodles running around, sniffing and peeing and doing the things that they do. Got some pictures of them in the house. And I have to say, Natasha, that this kind of kill behavior that we've seen is not really something normal that you'd see with doodles. But one of the issues we have would be the genetics with these dogs, because they aren't solid doodles in that, you know, the first breeding is usually poodle to another breed. And so you're breeding one breed to one breed, then you get a combination breed, and then you're breeding combo to combo, so that you're eventually you're breeding doodle to doodle. We didn't have that genetic history with these dogs, so we don't have a stable genetic pattern with these dogs. I'm not sure where this stuff is coming from. Now, the attack on the goats, I was not witnessed, you know, by Teresa and Stu. They heard about it afterwards. But I think that it's sounding to me like the biggest culprit and our biggest problem is Mango, the female.
Yeah.
The story that they told me yesterday, Natasha, is that there was a time when there was a deer fawn around. Mm-hmm. And dogs saw it, and Mango took off after the fawn. Mm-hmm. And when she got to it, grabbed it by the neck and started shaking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she got, I had them both on leashes and she escaped.
She pulled the leash out of your hands and was off after the fawn. Mm-hmm. Okay, but it was a chase, stop, grab, and shake to kill.
Mm-hmm. So it's
what
like my
that,
dog.
What that tells me, now in my experience, what I've learned about, you know, dogs and this kind of behavior is that there are genetic codes they're born with. Mm-hmm. And those codes can be altered and mm-hmm. and cannot, like some dogs only have a chase instinct to chase something that's moving. Some want to chase it and stop it, but then the pattern stops there. Some have the full genetic pattern of chase, stop, and shake and kill. And that obviously is what they're experiencing with Mango. So we know that she's got kill in her vocabulary at this point and that full genetic code. I'm not convinced that Mowgli has the same energy. So are you, I want to have Natasha look right now at this. So from what I'm seeing so far, I know what's going on with Mango. Okay. But not sure about Mowgli. Do you think he has that same full genetic pattern and would do, or is he just tagging along and packing up with her?
Yeah, I feel like that you can have, you know, like later after you get some trust in these animals, that you might be able to have one out and but not the other.
Yeah, but that's not what I'm asking. We'll get to that. What I want to know right now is, do you see the same patterning behaviorally in
not
Mowgli
as, much.
As you
not
do
as
in
much.
Mango? Okay, not good. That's what I want. All right. Now then, so normally the plan I would work with and what we've got to do is that A, I have to completely educate Teresa and Stu and teach them all the things that I've learned that affects dogs' behavior and get them on board. We've got to seriously revamp their relationship with these dogs and put them in a powerful position of leadership. They've got to teach some exercises. We need jolly routines. We need the friends exercise. We need them teaching some things with these dogs. And we've got to get these dogs. I already know now that there's been some e-collar training in the past. They have pinch collars for these dogs, but problem is there's been no consistency and follow through. And I think Teresa and Stu, you guys are just beginning to realize how much you've kind of dropped the ball and not been on top of leadership and consistency with these dogs in training, correct?
Yeah, we've been buddies.
Yeah. So we're going to clean up all of that. And then we may work with some trainers down in their area. They may come up here. We haven't worked all that out yet. But these dogs need some really solid training on leash So there's no pulling, you know, the leash out of your hand and taking off, that we have absolute control and they pay attention and they look to you for direction and that sort of thing. And we've got to cover all those bases. But the theory that I've always worked on is that you A, either extinguish or control the bad behavior. Then you change the way they feel about the problem. So, in my experience, this genetic pattern can be turned around with the right work. In some cases. That's what we don't know about. And that's what you were starting to get to, Natasha. Now, the other wrenches I can throw in here that Therese and Stu, we haven't talked about yet. Mowgli the male, when he was younger, had a serious neurological disorder. He ended up having lockjaw for a while and muscle deterioration in his skull. And that relates to a disease or a condition that I saw decades ago when I was working for veterinary orthopedic surgeon, but I can't remember what it is. And you guys sent me the name of what your vet had diagnosed, and it wasn't the same. But at any rate, so we have some serious physical thing that happened with Mowgli. He got through that okay. But then with the aggressive behavior that we've seen towards other animals, it could be an indication, Teresa and Stu, that these dogs have an underlying endocrine immune imbalance that's very common in a lot of mammals, especially dogs. It's been missed by traditional medicine, and it underlies extreme and irrational fear and aggression. Problem is, it's not easy to diagnose and it's not easy to treat, but we'll get to this. So the next thing I want to know, Natasha, you tune in to Mango and Mowgli and their genetics. Can you get a sense? Are we dealing with Pleckner dogs is what I call them. Pleckner syndrome is the name of this thing. Can you get a sense as to whether or not they have this condition?
Yeah, they have a form of it.
Okay. So that's all I need to know.
And then at the same time, I'm going to speak of my world, you know, energies and beings and attachments and stuff like that. And what I got was that there is through their lineage, it had this like wolf energy to it. And it almost had like a werewolf energy to it. It was like this like dormant feeling. And it was, and I'm going to treat it as an entity of an energy. And so what I've been doing is that while Martha's been talking, I've been going into their DNA and, you know, going in.
Seeing if you could tweak stuff.
Yeah. Going into their lineage, going into mother's womb and father, because this comes from father. That it comes in, actually it comes from mother too, but there's this energy that was like dormant, and then it's like if the right thing hit, then it was like it almost felt like a wolf or a werewolf type of energy that just kind of took over them. And so what I did was I've been going in and calming that wolf. I've been asking that wolf to come down and honoring it, you know, believing in it and asking it that it's no longer needed to be there.
That's interesting, because I do think, Teresa, when we were talking, somewhere along the line, I remember you said something about its wolf-like behavior.
Yeah.
My response to that was, well, wolf behavior is very predictable and isn't usually the issue. It's the domestic genes that mess it up.
No, but it has that werewolf.
But I'm just letting you know, Natasha, that Teresa was talking wolf energy. Yeah. So that very likely, my sense is it comes from the father. Mm-hmm. You know, the dad, the shepherd, husky mix sort of thing. But now see, this is helpful to me, Teresa, to know that we've probably got an underlying endocrine immune stuff. That makes diet critically important. And I'll have to explain all that stuff to you. So I'll have to address all of that. But then it sounds like there's some woo-woo territory stuff that Natasha's talking about, this energy that you're working on, Natasha, to try to move that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Next week, if Nels can work on
right, that's my neck. That was going to be my next question before we take
a
little break
in
here.
And you know, it's almost like sometimes when we have these energies that come in through us through DNA, that it's almost like you have to take out what was there and then put something back in. And so that's what I've been doing.
Working on that.
It's almost like that Spider-Man thing, you know, when the black came over the Spider-Man, you know, you almost have to take that stuff out. Yeah. And that's what I've been doing. And so with that what I can ask you two to do is to that when you see that energy, and it's almost a look that they get in their eyes, it's almost like they get kind of this blank look.
Yeah, it's
look
the light,
in their
the
eyes
glass over, and it's the lights
yeah,
are on, and nobody's
exactly,
home.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah,
so when they get like that, you say, you are no longer in charge.
Yeah.
You are no longer in charge. I am in charge. So when you see that energy kind of pop over, because even though I've been taking this energy off, unless the ownership of the home, the caretaker of the home, the caretaker of the animal starts taking charge of this being, it will not leave fully.
Okay. All right.
Does that make sense?
We'll cover all those bases, but I'm trying to keep it. I'm hurrying, as I know, but we've got to keep on schedule here. We've got to take care of advertisers here real quick. But before we do that, I'm just going to say, I'm planning on having them call in again next week, and that we'll get started with Dr. Nels and Linda. Linda can work on Teresa and Stu. Nels can work on Mango and Mowgli. Do you see the neuroenergetic balancing with Dr. Nels? Do you see that helping the dogs?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, not hanging up yet, Teresa. We got more. There's more I want to know from Natasha, but we need to put you on hold so we can take care of advertisers, and then we will come back and continue to the discussion. Are you guys okay with that?
Sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes,
all right.
Thank you.
Okay. So we're putting them on hold. We're going to take care of advertisers. We will come back and continue this discussion with Teresa and Sue and Natasha straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
I'm Sue Rose Minahan, inviting you to tune in and join me on Talk Cosmos Sunday, October 13 at 1 p.m. with Planet Buzz for the cosmic energy theme, Pluto's Last Gasp in Capricorn. It's time for us to address what's unfinished for us to do. It's part of our transforming our relationship with self and other, all in support of a new era. So come journey with us on Talk Cosmos Sunday, October 13 at 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Make it a great day. Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're winding down this second hour of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we did hear from Linda Rasmussen. We were just talking about her. She's one of our neuroenergetic balancing and best practitioners. She'll be in with us next week for free treatments. And you can check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com. She works out of the Intraspace facility, which is the old Rainier Brewery. So you can meet with her in person, or she can work with you remotely. And she continues to offer a free introductory session to any of you that call her or text her at the number I'm going to give you. And her working with you on the air before doesn't count. So even if she's worked with you on the air, you can still have a free session with her. So write down the number, call or text her for a free session at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. All righty. Now, we're going to go back to our conversation with Teresa and Stu and Iwako and about their dogs, Mango and Mowgli. We don't have too much time because we're up against the top of the hour. Teresa and Stu, have you got time to hold with us over the top of the hour so we can continue in the next hour with you guys?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Can I ask a quick question?
All right, well, I got a quick question for you, Natasha, before we're done with them this hour. I call kind of what we've been talking about when you talking about, well, I'd say, first of all, to start this, when I heard the story, especially when I then saw the pictures and the videos of the dogs, my gut is telling me there's something not right. This doesn't make sense. There's something not right. Well, I think it's what I call woo-woo stuff that Natasha's talking about. Okay, that the energy around this and the energy that came in through the parents and this wolf werewolf sort of stuff. That's really Natasha's department, but I think that may be why I'm getting the feeling that something's not right. Okay, so what I want to know from you, Natasha, I know you've been kind of working on it behind the scenes here and all of this, but I'm thinking that in order to really deal with that energy, do you need to do a session with Teresa and Stu off the air to help them with this stuff and cover that angle of what we're dealing with?
It would be helpful because I'm seeing a lot going on with your properties.
Okay.
You know, there's a lot of energy on your property, and that's not helping the dog. I mean, the dog, if a human and a dog are not centered in themselves, then these extra energies have an opportunity to piggyback and trigger and to engage with not right decision making. Does that make sense?
It does to me. Yeah. What about you, Teresa and Stu? Okay.
Okay.
So I'm thinking what we're finding out is there's more going on than just the practical, logical, you know, behavior stuff going on.
Your
with the
property
dogs.
Is busy.
Okay. Yeah. So it sounds like there's all kinds of stuff that's contributing to this. And so I think the wise thing to do would be to get Natasha on board to help through this stuff, help you guys understand it and work through this, because that'll make it a whole lot easier for us to work with the dogs. I have been very impressed, Natasha, with Teresa and Stu. They absolutely got on top right away when I started pointing things out. Boy, they were on getting on this fence and doing this right away.
No,
they
I can tell.
Through and done everything I've asked them, and they're giving me the feet and all of this. I think they're going to do fabulous.
I think so,
even
too.
And I think that we can be creative enough, and I'm not even sure everything we're going to have to create to work, but I think I feel like this, that we're going to really be successful in working with this, whether or not we can get, you know, Mango to a point where she thinks other animals are friends and doesn't see them as prey anymore. I don't know, because a lot of that depends on, you know, how much money you want to spend and how much work we really do with these dogs.
And there's still the primalness that always has an opportunity to pop in.
Yeah. So anyway, I've got to start winding down this hour and getting us ready to send some love around the planet and do the love train. But Teresa and Stu, you can hold on for that. Okay?
Yeah.
So you can can love train it. Now I know, Natasha, how about we do love train, and in all the places in the song where we're sending love around the world, let's send it to Teresa and Stu's properties.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Do I have permission? I need this one key. Do I have permission to go in and work energetically on your property?
Yes, please.
Thank you. Okay, that was the key that I needed, because I was doing some work, but I needed deeper work.
And then we're going to take advantage of everybody else that's listening, Teresa and Stu, and we're going to have, when we're doing the love train, let's send love to Teresa and Stu's properties, and to Mango and Mowgli. And then we will start the next hour with you again, and we'll ask Natasha the other stuff I want to know about, and see what else we can learn here. All right, so we got a good plan. So Teresa and Stu, you hold on. We are getting ready to fire up the love train, and dancing is required. But you know, you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up and join the love train with us. I'll come by and pick you up. And we're sending love all around the world. Let's make sure we're sending the love to Teresa and Stu, Mango and Mowgli, and their properties. And Natasha's going to be working on it too. She already is. I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer to give us extra good energy for the day. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. And it's coming right up. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues, and more phone calls with me and Natasha straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.